Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. So today we are looking at building apps and proxying access, allowing someone to log in as you or as one of your customers. Now, I need a housekeeper. This is related, I promise. I really need a housekeeper. I was traveling for 26 days straight earlier this year, and as you might imagine, when I returned, the place was a little bit dirty. Now, thankfully, I leave when it's dark, and I usually get home well after dark, and so it doesn't bother me. But I was there for lunch, and I realized I really need a housekeeper, but I can't bring myself to give people keys to my place. It's my place. I don't want people to have keys to my place. And in much the same way, when we build apps, we oftentimes have to figure out, how do we let someone in a trusted way? So tip to you, there's several layers of access that you can grant to let people come in as you into your app portion of an application. This is often done for multi-tenancy and done for supportability. I'm going to walk through those now as soon as I finish turning. basic detective control. Log it, right? I'm the support guy, and I clicked on your instance of the app, and I logged in as you. That should be logged. It's going to detect fraud. It's going to give you some, assertion that only the right people are coming in, those types of things. So base level log it. That should be easy. It doesn't slow anything down. The next step is, okay, I clicked on the application I'm supporting in a multi-tenancy environment, and I clicked on your name and I logged in as you. Now, re-authenticate me. We've talked about step-up authentication. We've looked at Amazon as a model, right, where you go to privileged areas, you get re-prompted to log in. It's because anyone can get a hold of your browser session. It's because anyone can, walk up to your computer when you left it unattended. No one leaves their computer unattended, but somehow it happens. So re-authenticate and log. Next up is, hey, especially if it's sensitive information or whatnot, re-authenticate with two-factor, then log. Now, there is always the concern of, hey, what if the user doesn't really want you and I'm clicking on a button to log in as you, but what if you don't want me clicking on the button to log in as you? So you may also have a process in place that's similar to multi-factor, but it's two-way. So I click on it, it's logged, I put in my password, I request access, you get a message, hey, Wolf is requesting access to your instance. Do you want in? I want to let him in. You trust me, right? Come on. You watch this video, you can let me in. and that allows access. So that's even better. Now, not only is there assurances that it's really me, because of the combination of password and multi-factor, there's assurances that you really want me in the system because you clicked yes. Now, there's going to reach a point as we keep adding these controls where the support professional is going to go, this is way too much work. And the end user may go, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do all these steps. So the final thing to consider is allowing the application owner, right, you in this example, to turn this on or off. You may say, hey, right now we're trying to troubleshoot an issue or we're going live and there's a lot of support requests. I'm going to turn off all this extra security because I trust Wolf, when you're logging in as me, you're doing so because we need to get stuff done. And okay, great. Thank you so much. And you click the box and now it's back to just simple username and password or maybe even quicker than that. Once we're up and running and once there's not many support tickets, we flip that feature back on. So it's important to take into account, as with any security control and any functionality, what the business process is, and remembering that we're ultimately here to protect the business process by protecting the technology that enables that business process, not the other way around. So that's it. That's what you would do. You'd log it, you'd use passwords, you'd use multi-factor, you'd use end user acceptance, and you allow the end user to turn these things on or off. If only I could do that for a housekeeper. Have a good one. Hit me up in comments if you have any questions or suggestions on how to make that process better, or in social media. Cheers.